Welcome to Leadership Reimagined, Episode 10. Angelique Dimmick, CEO at Opus 360, and I discussed how to build relationships one handwritten note at a time. During each episode, we look at leadership from the vantage point of what it's going to take for leaders to lead their organizations forward into a new future. I'm Dr. Jane Lovis, your host. If you're looking to reimagine your leadership, I would love to help you and your team. Go to reimagineyourleadership.com and I'll call you. We'll have fun and expand your business at the same time. I know, shouldn't it be fun? If it's not, why are you doing it? So, Angelique, I am so thrilled to have you here today. Would you like to introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Thank you so very much for having me, Jane. I appreciate it. I'm very excited to be with you today. So I'm Angelique Dimmick. I'm originally from Southern California and moved to Virginia about 15 years ago. My background is in federal contract management and administration. I've been providing those types of services for over 20 years. And in that arena, I've discovered that there are some really unique ways to differentiate yourself, and they apply universally for personal and business. And so I'm shifting into teaching about relatedness and old school ways of being related.
I saw that. Isn't that just something we need right now?
Oh, we do so very much. Like our communication formats right now, text, email, social media, Zoom, provides us with what occurs for me as the illusion of being connected, but we're really not. We fail to recognize that the moment we open a handwritten note, if it shows up in our mailbox, even if it's just a birthday card, like it has a really amazing impact that other mediums of connecting just don't provide, except for maybe face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's,
during
a real personal, when somebody's actually writing something, there's a personal connection there, isn't there?
There is. The way I describe it is the moment you sit down to write a handwritten note to a colleague, somebody you just met, a friend or family member, time stops. Like whatever is in your space, your to-do list, your chore list, the next meeting, whatever it is, time just stops as you sit to focus and share your thoughts and insights with whoever you're writing to. And on the receiver's side of it, the same thing happens with a bonus. And that bonus is what are commonly known as the happy hormones, the endorphins, the dopamine, the oxytocin. I have no scientific evidence of that, Jane, but I assert that that's what happens when you open your mailbox and you see something that looks like a handwritten note. It's not a bill. It's not junk mail. And all of a sudden, your body gets flooded with those happy hormones. And when you sit down to open that card and slide your finger, even from the moment you slide your finger under the flap of the envelope to pull the note or card out, time stops.
Oh, I can just imagine that. I'm bringing myself back to, you know, as a child getting a birthday card in the mail and opening it up and seeing who it was from and bringing that person. So I get what you're saying about that, bringing the hormones and bringing those happy experiences that really give us a different opportunity right now as to who we're being and what we're experiencing in the world. Because there is so much stress. So what are you seeing when you talk to executives and leaders and in organizations about this? What are they saying? And what are you seeing is possible for them?
what I'm seeing is that those companies who take the time to write a thank you note to a client, or they're the client, so they take the time to write a thank you note to the organization that provided them with a contract, they get more business. It actually impacts their bottom line. Same with pleasure to meet you notes. So you go to a networking event and you meet somebody and you just take 5 minutes or less. Writing a handwritten note is not an expensive or time-consuming process. Those are two common objections, by the way. Mm-hmm. For example, personally, about 5 years ago, I wrote a handwritten note to somebody as a pleasure to meet you at a networking event. And a couple of years ago, that individual reached out to me and asked if I was still consulting in the world of federal contracting because he had some friends who were getting ready to start a business and they needed support of the type I provide. And that company has been a client ever since.
Hmm.
So something that it cost me, like cost-wise, maybe $2 in you know, purchasing the card, you know, the ink, which is really a sunk cost, the stamp, the time, I mean, you know, has generated thousands of dollars of revenue for me. Mm. I'm also aware of a couple of other stories. There's a federal contractor who's been writing thank you notes as well as update notes regularly for about 20 years to all of the different contracting officers and program officers that he's worked with over the years. You know, thank you for the opportunity to work with you. And then as his technology has grown and expanded out into the world, he provides them with updates. And when those individuals have opportunities or have additional funding, they reach out to him as a resource for who does he know that might be interested in this opportunity or could fulfill on the opportunity. Or does he have an open contract where he can receive the additional funding to expand his technology even further? One of my favorite stories, there's a CEO who writes over 9,000 employee holiday cards every year. And it's something that he's been doing since he stepped into this company as like a junior clerk, or I don't remember the full story, like he's a junior clerk or a mailroom person. And he would discover everybody's birthday and leave a note on their desk for their birthday. And he's got a very loyal group of employees because he is now the CEO of the company and takes the time out of his busy schedule to handwrite these notes. It's absolutely a differentiator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're at our computers all day. So to send an email, we're just there. You actually have to pull a note out, pull a card out. It takes some time. And the other person, the person that's then receiving it, knows that you've actually spent some time doing that. And, you know, we hear about all these old school type connection, ways to connect. And I can see that bringing them back and doing them, like you said, they're really going to differentiate you because not everyone is doing it. Actually, almost no one is doing it.
Right. That's so very true. I personally recently received a note in the mail that it was funny because it was actually a solicitation to purchase my home, but it got opened and read because the person actually took the time to handwrite me the solicitation and put it in an envelope and handwrite my address and a regular stamp not you know, postage meter postage.
Right.
It didn't go in the trash as other such solicitations would. So
right.
even in that case, you can differentiate yourself.
Wow, that's amazing. But I get it, because even when you look at things that look handwritten and they're actually using a computer and script, and then they go through the stamp machine, and versus the actual handwritten one, because you can tell somebody's handwriting. Even if yes. they've got really good handwriting, it's still different than what a computer is, because it's not that for very few of us, we're not calligraphists.
True. Very true.
So what are you recommending to your clients?
I'm recommending that whenever they go to a networking event, they take the time, when it's an in-person networking event and we used to get business cards, you had a 50-50 chance that the business card might have an address, a mailing address on it. And if it didn't, you could ask, or when you got back to your office, sit down and do a little Googling, you could probably find it. And take 500 blocks off scheduled to reach out to those individuals that you met and just say, it was a pleasure to meet you, had a great conversation. If there was anything that you promised them that you would share with them, a resource, a book, an article, include that in the note. You can, in the world of virtual networking, similarly at the end of the conversation, just make a request for the mailing address and then follow through with the follow-up. On the anniversary of the birthday of my company, which is May 21st, I sent out thank you notes to all of my current and former clients to say, you know, thank you for making Opus 360 possible to be in the world and provide Keep It Simple strategies. Often when you're getting to know your clients or your colleagues, you'll discover when somebody's birthday is. I just plug that into my calendar, and a week before, I have an automatic alarm a week before that reminds me, oh, I have the following birthday coming up. And then I can take 5 minutes to send a birthday card. Set up your own structure. Some people, I know individuals who use the Miracle Morning construct, which includes one of the steps in Miracle Morning is to scribe. It's the last step. And the recommendation is to journal. And I know individuals who, instead of journaling, they take that time to daily write handwritten notes, whether it's a pleasure to meet you, a thank you, a birthday, I saw this article and thought of you, I finished this book and this quote reminded me of you. And so they have a daily practice. Others have a weekly practice. They're wrapping up their week on Friday. All the meetings are done around lunchtime. And then they spend the afternoon reflecting on the week and writing notes to the people that they interacted with before they start their planning process for the following week. I recommend that you always have stamps on hand. A book of stamps is about $11. You can even get a package of stamps that's small enough, it tri-folds, and it fits in everybody's wallet, pocket, business card holder. You can always find something to write on and write with. So having a stash of note cards or cards that have your company's logo on it is fantastic. It's a wonderful thing to do. Vistaprint offers that service to create those for you at a very reasonable price. One of my favorite places to get cards is Trader Joe's. They offer an amazing variety for 99 cents a card. Pen, again, you can either, like I always carry a pen.
Yep.
But most of the time you can quickly and easily find a pen. So don't feel, I would say to people, don't feel like you're limited. If you have a book of stamps, those are actually really the hardest thing, the most difficult thing to find. It used to be that you could go to the grocery store and get stamps or go to the ATM and get a book of stamps. And you can't do that anymore. So it's the Postal Service, which is a vital part of our national infrastructure. They are the only government employee that actually touches not physically, but you know, it is active and participates in community connection on a daily basis.
Right.
So let's keep our post office going.
Yeah. And that's one way to do it. But so what I'm hearing from you about that is create a structure, whatever works for you, to put some regularity into it. And this is really something that you can't delegate to someone else. This is you. So a CEO can't ask their admin to do it or somebody else to do it because it's them writing the note, which is also, you know, important in those connections. So there's a level of regularity to it. And then it's being prepared. I love that idea of keeping some stamps with you, keeping some basic note cards with you, that at any time something happens, you can jot a note down. Because the odds are you've got their address on your phone someplace. Because you've got access to your addresses. And think of the connections that are going to come out of that and continue out of that. That's what I think is really great. Because it's so unique. You're going to stand out. You're going to be differentiated from anyone. Because, you know, I don't know who doesn't like bring the thought of getting a letter in the mail doesn't bring a smile to their face.
Agreed. A dear friend of mine regularly talks about a card he received in the mail from a contractor that worked for him, where every single employee signed the card. It was a thank you note for the support he provided them in a tight spot. And the CEO wrote the card, and then every single employee paused during their day and came in and signed that card. Can you imagine? Okay. It was about 12 employees, and it meant a lot to this individual to receive a thank you note. And it really tickled him that every single employee took the time to sign their name.
Yeah. Yeah. So think about that, sending a card to a potential client, somebody or a client that you're working with, and having the members of the team sign the card also.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's something, a strategy inside a company that has, you know, multiple, you know, that's, you know, two or more people. A possible strategy is having a lunch meeting. Everybody brings in their lunch. This is when you're in an office space. Mm-hmm. Everybody brings their lunch, or maybe it's a staff meeting and lunch is ordered in, and you literally have a list of people. And this could be a quarterly thing at a company. Every quarter, we're going to write notes to the people who have contacted us during the quarter. You gather their names and addresses and what you're sending them a note at the topic of the note, and sit around the conference table. And one person starts and you just pass the note around. That's not workable. And everybody takes the time. There's an agreement, again, structure at least, that the cards will be signed by, you know, we started on Monday, we'll have them all signed by Friday so they go out in the mail. I have no doubt that we can change our world one handwritten note at a time, Jane. I really do.
I love that. And if you can't, you know, right now while we're in COVID, if you can't do that, ensuring that, you know, even say, even if quarterly your team, you know, they randomly picked the clients that they support and sent them a card. And as the leader, as the CEO, you send them a card also. So they're getting, they're in essence getting two cards because they're getting one from a team member that's supporting them and the CEO. I would be just
who
so
does
impressed.
That? Right? Absolutely. Currently what we see in the corporate America is the holiday card. So sometime in November, the office manager, the executive assistant, somebody on the team that isn't necessarily client facing, works with those who are more client facing to choose a corporate holiday card. They have the logo, that, you know, happy holidays from fill in the company name. They order them. They gather a list of names and addresses that, you know, they start with last year's list. They send it around. Everybody crosses off the people who are no longer connected to the company or no longer at the organization from the previous year. They do all the updates. Labels get printed with all the names and addresses. And then the team signs, like the CEO signs, the CFO, maybe the team members sign. And if you're lucky, they get a real stamp, but often they get run through the postage meter. It's the one time a year we all universally, whether it's in business or personal, we all look forward to those holiday cards showing up sometime starting December 1.
Right.
I do have a dear friend who's in the financial advising business. And she doesn't send out the stereotypical December holiday cards. She sends love every Valentine's Day. So that's, she does a Valentine's Day to all her clients and prospects and former clients every year. And I think there's an opportunity to create something newly where it's a quarterly, you know, whether it's New Year's, you know, wishing everybody a great, powerfully prosperous year, and then following up in the spring with, you know, something about new growth. In the summer, how are you setting yourself up to relax? What are your vacation plans? Then you could do an autumn, a harvest time. It could even be a gratitude card in the fall, you know, pre-Thanksgiving. And it's, there's no right or wrong. What works for you? Whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, I just say, set up some time and do it.
Yeah.
The return on investment is exponential. It really is.
Well, I'm going to take your advice and start doing that, and we'll see what happens and share this. And you had an offer that you wanted to share with everyone, and then I'll also, when I post this, I'll share the offer too. But just tell people what the offer is.
Thank you. So what I'd like to offer you and your entire community is the opportunity to connect with me. And should you choose to connect with me, I am happy to send you my 3 Keep It Simple strategies for handwriting notes. And the way you can connect with me is, my preference would be send me a note. And my mailing address is 4270 John Marr Drive, number 1623. And that's in Annandale, Virginia, 22003. And, you know, provide me with your mailing address, and I'm happy to mail off this single sheet, which provides you with 3 Keep It Simple strategies.
Alternatively, you can connect with me via email at my first initial A and my last name Dimmick, D as in David, I like igloo, M like me mouse, I like igloo, C like Charlie, K like kilo, at opus360.com.
And
opus is OPES360.com.
And I'll post that on the podcast page also. But this has been so enlightening. I mean, it's really, I hear about, you know, sending cards. I've got some colleagues that are in real estate, you know, and that's probably the one organization that really promotes sending out mail. And for many, it's still a little bit too systemized too. So this handwritten note idea, I love it, because as soon as you started talking about that, I was brought back to how much fun, the excitement of getting something in the mail.
It is. It's wonderful. Many years ago, there was a pen pals were normal. You'd meet somebody, possibly, or there was an organization that would connect you with people in other countries, and you'd actually write letters, you know, so it might be pages and pages and pages of letters. I still have some of those. I have a wonderful collection of letters from individuals in my life over the years. Some fun books to read are, you know, where somebody's compiled the like love letters, or I know recently NPR was talking about a gentleman who has been collecting not just Frederick Douglass's papers, but letters and from Frederick Douglass, and they're now being installed into a museum as a full collection for everybody to read. For all of us, the taking the 5 minute, whether it's 5 minutes a day, 30 minutes a week, an hour a month, and creating a structure, put it in your calendar. If you have something already in your calendar, you can open up the calendar and use the notes section to make yourself a note that says, you know, thank you note to Jane, pleasure to meet you note to John, send articles on, I have one on my desk right now. I have some articles for healthy fruit-based frozen popsicles to send to a friend of mine who wants healthy summer snacks for her kids. And they came across these recipes that I happen to have to send out to her. It could be anything. You really just need stamps from the post office, something to write on. It could be, you could be really creative. Like, how many of us are getting Amazon boxes? Like, imagine how silly and fun it would be to take a flap, just a flap from an Amazon box, put your return address on it like a postcard, write a quick note to a friend, put their mailing address on it, and then maybe on the flip side, draw some pictures, put some stickers, crazy doodles. You might have to go to the post office for that one to figure out how much it weighs, but you know, you might be able to estimate that it's a couple of stamps worth of weight and mail that off. Then you're upcycling.
Yeah. Yeah. And think about if there's somebody that you've been trying to reach that you haven't been able to connect with. They haven't answered the phone. Sending them a card, they're much more likely to open that and read it.
I imagine so. I imagine so. And even those people that we are reaching, there's a lot of loneliness and isolation going on.
Right.
The epidemic we're not talking about is the loneliness epidemic.
Yeah.
And I assert that there's that connection through a card in the mail has an impact greater than any phone call or any text message can ever have. To those who are isolated, they live alone, they no longer can go into the office, they maybe the gym is opened up and they can go to the gym and make some connections. It's really a simple opportunity, a simple practice. It's a very simple practice to incorporate into your life. And I highly encourage everybody to take it on and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do this. Let's end. In the meantime, keep the post office in business.
Absolutely. Yes, please. Keep the post office in business.
Yeah.
You know, from the construct of it's an amazing group of people who work very hard for us.
Yeah.
And they're like I said before, they're often the one government employee we see on a daily basis. So consider they're also probably our first line of defense.
Yeah. That's a great
that's one way to look at it.
Yeah. That's a great way. So thank you, Angelique. This has been great. I've loved this opening and expansion of how to reach out and touch someone, how to connect with people in newly in an old way.
Thanks for joining us this week on Leadership Reimagined. Now is the time to reimagine your leadership. Take a minute and go to reimagineyourleadership.com and I'll call you. We'll have powerful conversations. You'll take action. Yes, there are always actions to take. Your business will expand, and I guarantee you'll have fun at the same time. I know, shouldn't it be fun? If it's not fun, why are you doing it?